is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Over David Blaine?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming
up.
He's
been watching
bit.
All the
wow
stuff. Was he getting bit by scorpions? Just hanging
he had
out
to lay and they had him on his face. Then he has to kiss a snake, and then he's learning to not let glass cut him. What else did I see? Holding his breath, and there was a couple others that he was doing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the magicians, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it, but I feel stupid, you know, when I watch them because I can't figure that stuff out. How did Criss Angel go from the stage to the top of the pinnacle of that triangle-shaped, pyramid-shaped casino? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And like he just all of a sudden appeared. There was a spotlight on the top of the building, and he was there. And 2 seconds ago, now they don't make holograms that good, or do they? I don't know either. Does the technology exist to be that good? So in something like that, but I mean this kind of thing, Blaine's like another level kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know.
What I like about him is his voice is very calming. He could be telling you, I am going to be lighting myself on fire.
Yeah.
And he is. And he's just holding his hand on fire.
Okay, to survive this, I have to not let my heartbeat get above this and my blood pressure rise. My head would just blow off my shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't want that to happen to me because that's going to go everywhere. So he's got a 6-part series. Blaine, do not attempt. David Blaine, do not attempt. 6-part series follows the world-renowned magician and endurance artist exploring the world through the lens of magic. See, I question magic on television because there's so many things they can do, right? But on the other hand, some of the stuff's being done on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? With a handheld camera and people there that are going, holy shit. These guys, they go up to celebrities in their homes and do crazy stuff, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I watched him do one with Harrison Ford, who that guy shows no expression unless he's landing a plane on a golf course.
Yeah.
And he was like, out. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want that voodoo in my house.
The whole story, it'll talk about the more personal side of David. And the thing is about magicians, you don't hear anything about them because they're like mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everything about a magician is not being seen until you're on the stage. Nobody knows anything about you. They don't see you. You're not out and about. I don't know what's going on. I like those movies. What was the movie? Ed Norton and Paul Giamatti.
Oh, great one. Is that The Illusionist? Or there was two great
the
ones?
Yeah. There was two of them that came out.
And then it was the other one.
And I thought awesome.
Christian Bale.
Both were good.
They both were awesome.
They were both excellent. Yep. Two magician movies back to back turned out to be excellent.
But I think one of them had Jessica Alba, which...
Jessica Biel.
Gave it a boost.
Biel. That was the one with Ed Norton. And that was the one. And the other one was the other one was the Christian Bale guy. I can't remember right now, and I can't look it up. But anyway.
I wonder if it's all about, like, Houdini.
Dude, I went to a magic show. Okay, Valerie and I went to a magic show in Florida, and it was cool. I mean, obviously, they're doing all kinds of cool stuff. He wants to volunteer from the stage. Valerie throws her hands up. And as she's walking onto the stage,
to
volunteer, that's when they pulled out the guillotine.
Was this your honeymoon?
I don't know. It was a cruise.
How do you explain that? You're like, no, they cut her in half.
We went on a cruise before we were married, and it was one of those Disney things, but it was like 4 days on the cruise, 4 days on the land. We got back on land. We went to one of those magic things. She gets called up on stage, and he wheels out the fucking guillotine.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, you've got to be kidding me.
How am I going to explain this to her family if she gets cut in half?
Like, what if that guillotine comes down and her head just hits the floor? Yeah. What am I going to say to her mom?
Which half do you want?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think you get to keep it. No. I don't think you get to bring it home in a bag, Kelly.
That sucks.
I don't know how it happened. I don't know. She said she didn't feel anything, which is weird because, you know.
She's used to saying that to you.
Yeah. I should have thought when I said she didn't feel anything that was going to be.
It's funny,
response.
Like the whole trip, I have not felt anything.
I'm still not feeling anything.
Yeah. Notice how earlier on the show, when Kayla said she didn't like eating out, they didn't say anything. But as soon as I say you can't feel anything.
I thought that was a bit. Yeah, yeah, that could have turned into a gray area. So, yeah.
Oh, I sat there going, you guys aren't going to say anything. Like, normally, I have to throw the, you know, the blinders up, the stop signs and stuff.
Yep.
Everything innocent becomes something else. But anyway, no, shit, because the metal thing slides down and you hear the ka-chunk. But it apparently, Val says she never felt anything on her neck. How can that be? Right, so what? Weird. I don't know what the mechanism is that's going on there, but magicians can kind of freak me out. National Geographic Channel. Look for the David Blaine Do Not Attempt trailer. This is a call, right? Yeah, it's a 6-part series, and they air on Monday. So the first episode will be
tonight or next week.
It says Monday, March 23rd. That would be Sunday. So, anyway, right. It'll be Mondays from here on. I think it's today. So, it'll be tonight.
I'm definitely going to check this out. I find him very interesting. I find magic very interesting. When it's done by pros, I don't want to be walking through Boston and have some guy do it.
It's got a warning on it.
Seems like it's not just magic.
Yeah. Well, because I think they like a lot of... Oh, I watched it from doing him. I lit myself on fire at a barbecue.
It's got a warning on it that says, all acts performed are inherently dangerous and when done under strict supervision, they should not be attempted. Viewer discretion is advised. You can put that up there all the time. That's like showing a picture of a cancerous lung and a pack of cigarettes. People are still going to smoke them. They're just going to do it.
It might help a few.
The first episode airs on the 23rd, which is...
Yesterday.
So we missed the first one.
That's all right.
It'll be on Disney and Hulu today, so you will be able to see
good.
It.
An excuse to finally watch one of the Disney. Lately,
I have a package with everything else, so I'm keeping it.
Yeah,
and Hulu is where you're going to see Paradise, which we Greg told you. I told you.
And
I'm looking for something. I'm so indecisive. We're telling you.
I know. I'm just Amy. Yesterday, when I watched my 11th trailer for something, she comes out and she goes, are you okay? I'm like, I can't find anything. I there's nothing I want to have a relationship with. The Night Agent. Ah, it was a great first season. We got 10 episodes. Is it worth 10 episodes? I don't know.
I watched 4 of them, and I'm like, I don't know. But I'm telling you, Hulu, Andy Herrick. Do you trust Andy Herrick? He's
absolutely
a good guy. He's got great.
Yeah.
He burned through Paradise in one night because he couldn't stop.
Okay, I watched the trailer.
It's that good.
And it looks very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not one of those futuristic things.
There's nothing wrong.
Paradise.
There's nothing wrong.
It's got some twists and turns in it that are very interesting, but it's not sci-fi.
You should watch it,
so
Kelly.
To speak, Kelly.
You have
it. It's good. So he goes to Southeast Asia, India, Arctic Circle, South Africa. The first one, he meets practitioners who appear impenetrable by sharp objects and performers who can endure the stings of venomous creatures.
He put a knife into his nose.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I'll tell you what makes some of these things nervous is some of them are like third world countries.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get bit by a scorpion on the face, and we have a 15-hour drive to the nearest hospital.
I'm wondering if he's got a med guy with him.
I would think that behind the village is a helicopter.
What about the people that do the friggin' sword swallowing? How sharp is that sword? They'll show you that it will cut stuff, and then they swallow it. Now, one wrong move... And, you got what you got coming to you. I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. But if you're dumb enough to put a sword down your throat, I mean, how do you practice that without cutting yourself?
How do you do it the first time?
I can't shave my lower lip a little less sharp.
I can't. And soft.
But still.
You simulate the, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all set.
You could probably do a light, thin foam thing, and that's what you try it on first. And then you work your way up to the knife.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm totally all set. A light foam thing down your throat.
Right.
I'm all set.
Just like when you're ski jumping, you do it on a big old pillow mattress thing. And all of a sudden, next thing, you're in the Olympics.
You can't even describe the practice jumps. The big old pillow thing, fluffy down pillow, you ski down it. Yeah, all right. Kelly's amazing. Just before we did this, he pulled out the bunch of people that registered for concert tickets at the remote he did the other
somebody
day. And the first name out of the basket he pulled was Michael Hunt. And I'm like, you fell for that.
Somebody pranked me.
You fell for that.
Somebody pranked me.
Yeah, there it is.
It's like for what you normally do to everybody else.
Right. And I contacted him twice. He's not got back.
Would you know where to find him?
Right.
No.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's today, man. Right? I did all this. He's supposed to be here. Yeah. Yeah. He's a couple minutes late.
Or he could be there. We just can't see.
I know. I know.
Playing tricks on us.
Yeah.
What imagine about if he like walked into the studio. It's like, okay, voila, here I am.
Yeah, that would be creepy. We are ready, and David Blaine
is... sorry, he's running a little bit late.
Okay.
I'm going to have him in a minute or two.
We'll wait patiently, Art. There's Art, our awesome producer. He's the best in the world. Thank you, Art.
Thank you.
So how it works is, you know, you work with folks, and they want to come on the show, and then they get somebody, a middleman, a person. And Art is one of the best, right? Art is one of our favorites. We work with him all the time. And he's out of New York, and he actually stays in New Hampshire a lot, so he knows the show and knows us and everything. And he connects them on their end, and he's the guy that's got to wrangle the talent and sometimes has to call and say, we can't find him.
Yeah, sometimes you can tell he's frustrated.
He's
like,
frustrated, yeah. Because sometimes
making
the talent
my morning
isn't
rough.
Easy. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Because he's got 20 radio stations lined up, and he's trying to track down one guy.
And so what David Blaine says, he goes, look, I got an hour, you know, or maybe an hour and a half, you know what I mean? And so they'll do select radio shows around the country, ones they know have a good reach and are respectful. Because these kind of things were almost ruined by douchebag radio DJs who treated people like shit when they got them on their show, and then they'll never do radio again. That was the 80s. You know what I mean? The shock jock stuff when they just shit on people, and they're like, I'm not coming on any radio shows to get treated like a jerk, you know? So, anyway, that was never our thing.
So many of them out there.
That was never our thing.
Although we did go off the lady that didn't want you eating chicken anymore, because she said she compared it to 9/11. And that's when Andy went crazy on her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. There were people whose conversations we ended pretty quickly over the... But just don't be rude. Yep. Okay, well, we got to go, you know, with craziness and stuff like that. So...
Once held his breath for 17 minutes, 4 seconds. New world record for oxygen-assisted static apnea.
I don't know how he does that.
Wow.
Is that even a thing, really? I mean...
Yeah, because that makes
4 minutes and you're brain dead, or you get brain damage from 4 minutes of lack of oxygen.
You have to be one with your body.
No, it means you've got to somehow either conserve it or hold on to it or something like that. It's got to be a way.
He's holding his farts in.
Maybe they got a pipe going up the backside and it's pumping in oxygen from the tailpipe. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense medically that you can deprive the body of oxygen for 17 minutes. It just doesn't. Virgil Grissom did it in The Abyss, and they had to bring that some bitch back to life. That was a good movie.
That movie was so good, and then the end kind of did it for me.
Yeah, it's always the UFO at the end that throws you off.
I got like a million people sending me Bigfoot pictures now.
Told you. That's why I don't like it. Keep your Bigfoot pictures. They're all blurry garbage, you know?
But one of you did send me a pic. Somebody did send. Who brought up Bessie when we were talking about that?
Nessie.
Nessie. That
happens
was Kayla.
All the time.
Bessie.
Kelly.
Yep. Oh. Nessie, Loch Ness Monster. Yeah, there it is. It's going as high as the helicopter.
Yep.
Of course.
Realistic.
CGI and AI. It was Sunday morning, and there was an AI press conference of Rick Pitino slamming his players, like F-words and everything like that. And it sounded like him, and it looked like he was really saying it. And how many people watched that stuff and thought it was real? That's what's terrifying.
Knuckleheads.
You know? We're in a holding pattern.
Roger.
David Blaine disappeared.
Holding.
That'd be the day I'm going to put my face down in front of a cobra like he does in the... I saw it in the commercial, right? It's a cobra.
He's
leaning
down. He has to kiss the head.
Yeah.
I have David here.
Hey. Good morning, David.
Hey, is this Greg?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hey, Greg. How's it going?
Good. We've got Greg, Roadkill, Laura, and Kelly. We're out here in New Hampshire. They can hear us all over New England. And why, in the name of everything that is whatever, holy, unholy, I don't know, would you ever want to put your lips down onto a cobra? I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't grow up thinking I was going to do that. But when I saw Fitz performing the snake act, this was part of the debut ceremony. He's a debut practitioner, and he's been working with snakes for 20 years. So when I watched him, he's such an expert and such a master that I thought it was the most incredible thing and death-defying thing that I had ever seen almost. So having him walk me through it and teach me what he does. And again, he rescues these snakes that were mishandled, and he does his act to show people that they can, you know, not fear it. Because king cobras, you know, they're enough venom to kill a full-grown elephant in 30 minutes, but they're also around. Like,
yeah.
People encounter them in Thailand, for example.
Yeah.
And in Indonesia, it's walked me through the process. I was afraid to try it there and learn it there because they don't produce the anti-venom for the king cobra there. So I took him with me. We went to Thailand. We went to another friend that rescues snakes, Chris Shannon, who lives with 100 venomous snakes in his house that just free roam. They slither around his legs, and he's very calm and very treats. Yeah, but by seeing how they behave and how the snakes react when you're very calm, when you don't react, it changed my entire perspective on what's possible.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, when you say it that way, I get it. It would be a monumental fear for me to overcome. The show, David Blaine, Do Not Attempt, is going to be on the Nat Geo channel. It's going to be on, I think it says Monday nights. But David, so tell me, how do you conquer fear that can be paralyzing to most? How do you do it?
I'll tell you how. It's a slow learning curve. So I don't just jump in and do something that's insane. I slowly build up a tolerance to it. So I don't suddenly go in the water tank and say, I'm going to hold my breath for 10 minutes. I start with probably a minute, and then I go to a minute 10, a minute 20, a minute 30. And I slowly build up an ability to override the body with the mind. And I think I spread that across the board with all the sense I've trained for.
Yeah.
Even when I'm jumping off of 100 pillar into a bunch of boxes, the starting point looks ridiculous. I'm starting 1 foot above those boxes. Just learning how to jump and land on my back on these boxes. And then slowly you go up, and you go up another foot, then 5 feet, then five more, then 10 more. And then slowly you start to understand, and your brain starts to wrap around what you have to do to pull it off. And then you come up with little techniques. Like one of my coaches, Bob Brown, said you have to lock onto the point when you're going to jump. So if you say you're going to jump on 3, 2, 1, you jump. You don't second guess yourself because that's where the injuries occur. So I've slowly developed a mindset of committing to something and being able to like follow a 3, 2, 1 count and go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think it's the same with these things that you're serious.
David Blaine on the phone. Let's go ahead, Scotty.
David, do you ever get nervous? I mean, and I mean this in the nicest way. Some of these countries you're going to, I don't picture the hospital being right down the street. Do you ever take that into consideration?
Well, if you look at the King Cobra episode, when you see me start to train with the King Cobra, we are in Thailand where they do have the anti-venom. But before I go do this in the most beautiful backdrop in Thailand that was incredible to do the actual shooting, there's like gray wall building,
yep,
you know, behind me. And the reason we're doing it there is because I'm right next to a hospital.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We didn't know if you traveled with medics.
Yeah, I wasn't
all,
sure
you know,
if you
just
had a crew.
We have a crew, we have the ambulance, but if a king cobra bites you with that amount of venom, you don't want to mess around with that. So you don't want to wait to get to a hospital. So I wouldn't even start the process until I knew I was within a, you know, an arm's reach.
Yeah.
Do you have to tell your insurance company what you're doing ahead of time?
That's a great...
The insurance has always been a nightmare for me with these things. It's never been easy, and pulling this show off the series has been incredible, but the people that we're learning from are masters. They've done so much time in. It's the invisible work that you don't see that makes it look magical, because it doesn't make sense that they can do something with such incredible precision and skill.
Yeah.
So that is what I was searching for in the world. These amazing performers, these incredible skills.
David Blaine, Do Not Attempt, also streaming on Hulu and Disney. Go ahead, Kelly.
You're doing a lot of research. There's a lot of research involved in the new series, different cultures, rituals. The scorpion, you got bit by a scorpion. Was there a ritual? Why did they have a ritual where they would get bit by a scorpion?
Well, she's the scorpion queen and Kanchana, and she likes to bury herself under scorpions. She's actually, she had the record for the longest time living with 5,000 scorpions. So she, but those scorpions are pretty big scorpions. And I read, because one of those scorpion stings is probably equal to like 10 or 20 bee stings, but I read that the small scorpions, their venom, you feel it, it's so intense, you could never just stay still. I don't know if that's true. I haven't been bitten by any other scorpions yet, other than the one on the show. But yeah, it was the Southeast Asia episode was incredible. And then we went from scorpions. The next natural step was to be swarmed by, you know, 100,000+ bees. So I had them. God. The queen bee was around my neck, and then they all swarming. It looks insane. And on my Instagram, if you look at the little circles at the top, the one that's called Do Not Attempt, if you go to the third picture in there, you could see each arm, what it looked like from the bee sting.
David, I got a million more questions. I'd love to have you on again. I mean, I know you've got a time limit here, so we're going to end it here. I'd love to talk to you forever because I got so many questions. But the show looks incredibly intriguing and terrifying, and it's always great to get a chance to talk to you, man, and we appreciate the time on the show this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. Thank you very much.
Laura, phenomenal question. That was going to be my next question. How does the insurance company?
Well, that's it. It's like you pay for insurance, but as soon as they see the show, they're going to be like, okay, well.
I was trying to keep him on his schedule because it helps out Art, the producer, but my next question was going to be, you handle all these things that are terrifying. What non-dangerous thing scares you the most? Like, maybe he's got some weird fear of, like, balloons or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean that he's not subject to the normal, type of anxieties that other people have. I don't know.
And I'll tell you what totally makes sense that he, about, like, jumping into the pit. You're talking about the boxes.
Yeah.
And they just raised it a little bit.
Yeah, but there's that first time when he's going to be dealing with a king cobra. Right?
Yeah.
His first time he deals with it, how do you not just piss your pants?
No, but I think for some of the things that he was talking about, it makes total sense. If you're going to be a high dive, you start at a foot, and then you go a foot and a half, and slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holding your breath for 17 minutes is, I still am not sold on that. I mean, he's a mentalist and an illusionist, so I don't know what's illusionist.
Like 17 minutes.
Yeah. Didn't he bury himself once, too? Isn't that one that started him out a long time ago, I think, actually?
Oh, I'm very excited about watching this. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, and it should be interesting. So,
yeah, Nat Geo, if you look at all of his electrified 1 million volts, that was in 2012. Real or magic, 13, beyond magic, and 16. Like, in all these things he does, stunts that are just...
Yeah.
Crazy.
Was it him that was walking down the strip in Vegas doing tricks and freaking people out, or was it Angel?
I think he's got a residency in Vegas right now.
Yeah, he's got a residency.
Yeah. I think he's the real deal. Chris Angel's like the rock and roll guy.
I believe, is like the rock and roll version where David Blaine's like, you don't see him for a while, it's because he's working on stuff.
Yeah, right.
And then he comes back out, and then he goes away for a while.
See, I read about him, so I couldn't ask, but... It might make it easier. Okay, he grew up with a single mom. She passed away when he was young of cancer. So he moved to New York City and he just kind of lived. Because I'm thinking, if you have family members that are concerned, you might go into it with a little more fear because you don't want to scare your family members. And where he's kind of on his own, maybe it makes it easier for him.
Mm. If I went to Vegas, I'd go see David Blaine.
I would,
I probably would see Angel, too. But David Blaine would be my first choice.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with you. I would go with you. Who's the guy, the older guy that did it for a while?
Copperfield?
Yes.
Yeah. Still going?
I saw him
too much tan
years ago at...
He's got the Dancing with the Stars tan on.
In Durham, and it was crazy. Yeah, it was really good.
Sure it was. Those guys know what they're doing. Okay, well, there you go. There's our Buzz 24/7. So we will say thank you to all of you for hanging with us today. Thanks to David Blaine, and we will see you tomorrow.